You know, God did not simply dismiss his case against you. He declared you righteous because another stood in your place. Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day, where we are working our way through the book of Romans. When people hear the word justification, their eyes often glaze because it sounds like theological jargon. But Paul is describing one of the sweetest realities a believer can know. So imagine standing before the judge of all the earth with every sinful thought, every careless word, every selfish action laid bare before him. There would be no excuses to offer and no defense to make. Justice would demand condemnation. And yet, at that very moment, Jesus Christ steps forward, not to argue the believer's innocence, but to present his own righteousness in the believer's place. His blood has already paid your debt. His obedience has already fulfilled the law you broke. The judge does not ignore justice. He simply satisfies it completely through his very own son. And that declaration of justified changes everything. You no longer live under the uncertainty of wondering whether God will eventually reject you. The verdict has already been rendered justified by his blood. That means your acceptance before God is settled forever. And yet Paul is careful to remind us that justification is not cold legal paperwork filed away in heaven. It is the doorway into a loving relationship with God. The judge who declares you righteous is also the Father who delights in you because you are united to his Son. You know, many believers spend years trying to earn what Christ has already secured. Every day becomes another attempt to try to impress God. But the Christian life is not lived to obtain acceptance. It is lived because acceptance has already been given in Christ. Stand today, not in your performance, but in the finished verdict of Calvary. So you got to ask yourself, are you living like someone trying to earn God's approval or someone that is resting in Christ's finished work? Pray this prayer with me today. Lord, help me live today with confidence in the righteousness of Christ instead of confidence in myself. And here's two peoples that you can pray for as well. Sean and Kendall Pasley and their family are missionaries in France. And also the French-Haitian LifeWord broadcast that's for the people of Haiti.